My name is Evan Daniel. I graduated Middlebury in 2010, and currently I work as an apparel designer at Patagonia. I mean, it's extremely beneficial to be working on product that you yourself want to use and are passionate about. We were deciding between two fabrics in trail running for hot weather. And so I went down into the sew lab and made a shirt that was half one fabric and half the other, and drove up to Ojai. It was probably like 85 degrees, and go for a 8 mile run and get completely dehydrated and completely sweaty. And that'll tell you pretty quickly, you know, which fabric seems to be performing better. There's kind of two camps of designers here. There are the technical designers who are working on products that are meant to be used in a snow environment or meant to be used trail running. While we also have a sportswear line, which is things for kind of all the moments in between, supporting kind of a sport focus. Those designers who work on sportswear all kind of came from an apparel education background. And then all the technical designers came from an industrial design background. And then there's me, who's kind of rogue. Towards the latter half of my senior year, I became more focused on wanting to get into product design, and specifically for the outdoor industry. Started building a portfolio, drawing backpacks, applying to outdoor companies like Patagonia. And then that summer, my friend and I bought a sewing machine, and we started making different little samples, designing a few bags, and just started to tinker in the old stone mill. But I was able, you know, by last semester, to rethink what I kind of wanted to do and find the space and support to try it, to help me a ton. That concept of not being shut down when you want to try something kind of strange, I think is something, like a lesson that's beneficial to a lot of people coming out of school, because it's so easy, especially right now, to get kind of locked in and think like, oh, I don't have the skills for such and such, or I'm not qualified for that job. The way I got my job at Patagonia, it required 7 years of experience, and I wrote a letter explaining how my 0 years of experience would be somewhat beneficial to them. Like, I don't think if you hadn't had support in doing things that ridiculous in the past, I would have ever had tried to write a letter like that.